89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Monday Project, and my name is Mike, and joining us on the phones right now is a really good friend of ours and returning to the Monday night airwaves. I'd like you to join me in giving it up for Jason from Costume Characters for Causes.
Hey!
How you doing,
Mike?
I'm doing really well. How about yourself?
We are doing excellent. I, myself, am doing just peachy keen and really excited about being on the show. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. Well, listeners in the past will know that we hooked up with Jason and his awesome army of volunteeros recently during the Jet City Comic Show. And I was looking on my social medias recently, and I saw that you have some really, really exciting and cool opportunities for your organization. Why don't you tell me about what you got going on in the near future?
Well, thank you for asking. We're really excited. ReadPop has offered us a position of helping them out with a couple of events. The first event's coming up here in February. It's one of their meetup events. They call it the Comic Prov. And so what's going to be happening is we're going to be meeting on February 6th. It's Monday, February 6th. The show starts at 7. Doors open at 6. And we'll be there for photo ops and to visit and sort of give that air of the Comic-Con by having all of us superheroes there in the show. And it'll be an improv comedy show, as Unexpected Productions is wont to do. That's their thing, and that's what they've invited us to help out with. And we're super excited for this, because not only is it great exposure for us and for our charity, the Good Times Project, but all of the money that is made from the sales at the door, tickets are for sale only at the door, all of that money goes to those kids at the Good Times Project and the Camp Good Times that they run.
Wow.
So that's our first thing, and that's just like coming up in like, what is it, like, didn't we say like 3 weeks?
Yeah. So 3 weeks from today's broadcast, and this is running on Monday, January 23rd, is a part of the Monday Project on 89.9 KGRG FM. You know, just in case for those of us listening back on a podcast or an on-demand interview, but yeah, those of you listening live, that is 3 weeks from today. That is going to be Monday, February 6th.
Monday, February 6th, and it's right there in the Pike Market down by the Gum Wall.
Oh, okay.
It's the Market Theater down there in Post Alley. And so, I mean, it's like one of the biggest landmarks in Seattle, so it's not hard to find, but it is on a Monday. So, you have to kind of fight traffic and get through Seattle to get down to it, but I think that's going to be the only thing that is going to keep people from going, I'm hoping. You know, get down there, show up, have some fun, have some laughs for a good cause, and you know, get your picture taken with a bunch of nerds in costume.
So before we get too far, because we are totally burying the lead here, but I want to extend this tease just a little further. Why don't you remind folks what specifically Costume Characters for Causes is all about, and then by extension of that, remind us about what Camp Good Times is all about.
Well, Costume Characters for Causes is a nonprofit Seattle business, and what we do is we try to highlight pediatric charities that we can have a greater impact for. So what we do is we try and raise as much awareness, funding, and joy for those charities as possible. So that usually includes visits out to the kids at the camp, or Ronald McDonald House, sometimes the Seattle Children's Hospital. But we try, like I had mentioned before, we try to make the greatest impact possible with who we are and what we have. So we're a small group. We're not huge. We're not international. We're not even interstate. but what we do is we do events like local book fairs, literacy day at the library, free comic book day. Of course, there's always the comic book conventions that go on, sometimes movie premieres, things like that. where our costume characters, or as we call them, volunteeros, will go out and they volunteer their time to go and help spread information or spread knowledge and exposure for our causes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Good Times Project is one of those causes, and they've become really close with us. We really love these people and what they do. What the Good Times Project is it's a summer camp for kids that have been going through oncology and other serious life-threatening illnesses treatments. And it's not just that it's a summer camp experience. It's a no-cost summer camp experience. And allows these kids to have a normal experience with other children that understand what they're going through. And it's really a neat place because, like the camp counselors, I was really surprised that going out to the camp and visiting, and then I would go to the Seattle Children's Hospital and find that the camp counselors, with their crazy names, they're doctors, they're nurses, they're staff at the hospital, and they volunteer their time out at the camp as well to be with these kids and help them out. So I think the best way to describe the camp is with their motto, and that is medicine heals the body, but camp heals the soul.
Oh.
And so what they do is become very special to us. And we go out twice a year to visit the camp. There's 2 weeks of summer camp each year. And we'll go out and spend the day with the kids doing projects and having lunch and, you know, kind of just joking around and having fun. And it's become a great tradition with us.
That's really, really cool. That's awesome. So with getting back to the meetup event, and again, 100% of the proceeds goes straight to Camp Good Times, right?
Yes, it does. It goes to the Good Times Project. Now, the Good Times Project, if anybody has any questions about it, you can find them very easily online at thegoodtimesproject.org, and it'll explain who they are, what they do. They used to be part of the American Cancer Society.
Okay.
And the American Cancer Society at one point sort of pulled back all of their funding that wasn't related directly to research.
Oh.
So unfortunately, what happened was a lot of these camps that are scattered around the nation ended up kind of being off on their own. And at that particular time, that was right about the time we kind of met with them. And then raising the donations becomes huge. I mean, enormous, because that money in this case goes to that camp. So you donate $25. And that helps pay for a kid's meal. When we met them, it was one of those things where those donations were vital. And so getting their name out there, getting their exposure is huge for this particular group, especially.
Mm-hmm. And we are talking to Jason from Costume Characters for Causes here on 89.9 KGRG FM as part of the Monday Project. And I wanted to ask you more about the meetup event. So basically, so are the volunteeros, the folks in costume with your organization, are they going to be the ones doing the comic book improv, or how is that kind of working structure wise?
Well, we're going to see how that's going to work. It was one of the things that I made sure I was very open with all of our volunteers that we're going there very early. So we're going to be there a lot earlier than the show starts.
Oh, and okay.
I think for the most part, I think Unexpected Productions, they have their cast. They have their improv actors and comedians, and it's going to be their show. How much they're going to incorporate us into that show, it's going to be a surprise for all of us. So
I understand. Okay, that's really, really cool. I'm really excited for that. I think that's going to be a really fun meetup event and a really cool preamble for the next event I'd like to ask you about. Why don't you share with us your next bit of exciting news?
Well, you know, if you recall from our last conversation, I tried to throw a plug out there saying, hey, if anybody knows someone from Emerald City, put in a good word for us. And it turns out that their staff is super responsive on social media. And basically, I tweeted at them and started the conversation. And that's how all of this started. That's how all of this ball got rolling. And they've been fantastic. They've been absolutely amazing, and they've invited us to host a table at their family HQ at Emerald City Comic Con 2017. So you'll be able to find us and our volunteers down there with the 501st Legion and the, I believe it's the Rain City Saber Guild. And we'll be in the bottom of the TCC level, posing for pictures and raising money for a great cause. That's... So we all dance the jig. Do people still use that term, jig?
Well, you know what? If they don't, I certainly do, because
Bring it back.
Let's bring it back. Yeah, hashtag doing a jig. But no, let's hold up for just a quick second. I got to give it up for you, because, you know, Costume Characters for Causes will be at Emerald City Comic Con 2017, and that just, you know, that's a show I've been to many, many times. It's always fantastic. It gets bigger and a higher profile every year, and I am just thrilled to no end that you guys have the opportunity to be a part of that and raise that awareness.
Well, thank you very much, and you know what? We are, too. We're really... really happy that they invited us to come join. And we've been kind of part of the con for the last few years. Last year, because the convention, Emerald City Comic Con, had been purchased by ReedPop, mm-hmm. we kind of lost our contacts that we had previously. And so we had to kind of start all over from scratch. And that's why we kind of missed out last year.
Sure.
But having reestablished things with the new management now, we're bringing it back. So
that's awesome.
Don't call it a comeback.
Right. Well, and again, it all started with a single tweet. That's awesome. That is really cool. And that just kind of shows the power and strength of social media.
It really does. And for the most part, a lot of the push that we're doing and the campaign with outside of our conversation here on the radio, most of mm-hmm. that is on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, to get the word out there and try and get people in. We only got 200 seats in this theater, and it's $15 a seat. Mm-hmm. And if we get all of that, you know, that's a couple of grand to go to the group. That's several kids that can go to camp for an entire week. So, I mean, that's the impact is enormous, and that's what we're really excited about.
Absolutely. I nothing would make me happier than to see that theater filled with, comic book fans of all ages and, people excited to support the camp and the Good Times Project. It makes me so happy. You know, stuff like that just makes me feel good. I can't help it.
I know that feeling. See, now, it worked so well last time, so I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. One of my other goals has been to find a more permanent sponsor for the camp, right? Mm-hmm. So that they have greater coverage and everything throughout the year. So one of my goals has been to get a Seahawks player to know about the camp, to come out and visit. So if you know any Seahawks players that, you know, like kids and are kind of nerdy and they want to take a camp under their wing, hey, guys, hint, hint, hint. I know the place.
There it is. The call is out there. You know.
I've dropped the challenge, football players.
Yeah, and anybody listening to this, you know, pass it along. You know, it's this is going to be available as a podcast at a separate on-demand interview. So, within the sound of our voices, if you know, spread the word, because we here on the Monday Project and Mike and Mickey After Dark and today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG FM, we just have are really enjoying this collaboration that we've been having with you recently. You guys are really, really cool.
Well, thank you so much. And you know what? The help that you guys have provided and you've been so kind and you invited me down to the station. I just, you know, you got a fan for life here.
Likewise.
Really
thank you
do.
So much. That's great. And this is the way it should be, basically, with, obviously we're a non-commercial, non-profit, college radio station. We're all students just trying to find our way. And when we can find like-minded individuals that, you know, we can, you know, partner up with and, you know, share values and things like that, it's just really, really cool.
Yes, I would totally agree with that.
So, Jason, before I let you go, could you remind everybody how to connect with Costume Characters for Causes, where to get more information about the upcoming meetup, and any other connection information that folks might need, whether it be social medias or emails or any of that other fun stuff?
That is, you know, an excellent idea, Mike. Thank you for reminding me. Yes, if you want to know about the meetups, you can go to the Emerald City website. It's emeraldcitycomiccon.com. And then there's an area for meetups, and you're going to look for that Comic Prov. And that's got all of the information and links where you can RSVP. Now, an RSVP doesn't reserve you a seat. It just kind of helps them get a head count. But if you want to go, it's tickets at the door. So February 6th from 7 to 10, I believe. So EmeraldCityComicCon.com, and then events and meetups. For us, if you want to go to our website, you can find us at ccforcauses.org. That's CC, the number four, causes, C-A-U-S-E-S, .org. And you find our website, and then there's links there to send us messages or emails if you have a request or you guys want us to attend your event, help out with something. That's what we're there for.
Awesome. And how can I connect with you guys on social media?
Social media. We on Twitter, we are at CBC4C. And that's using our old initials. So Charlie Bravo Charlie, the number four, Charlie. Right? On Twitter, on Facebook, it's simply facebook.com/costumecharacters, the number four, causes. And you'll be able to find us there. I'll be honest, I think Instagram is CC for causes. We just created that one. Yes, that's how you find us. And then don't forget, thegoodtimesproject.org. We want you guys to use hashtag be someone's hero, because that's our challenge to everybody out there. What have you done to be someone's hero today?
Oh, fantastic. That's awesome.
Just guys, go out, check out thegoodtimesproject.org. Help us raise money for this group. Share the events so that we can help make sure that camp is funded year round every year. And that's really my goal, and that's my challenge. What have you done to be someone's hero? Here's a way you can help.
Fantastic. Well, Jason, thank you very much for being on the show with us tonight. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
It's been my pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
And, you know, I'm looking forward to a 2017 filled with more from Costume Characters for Causes and our ongoing collaboration. I think together we're going to do some neat, fun things this year. So, yeah, just you wait. It's going to be great.
You know what? I'm right there with you.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for calling tonight, and we will talk to you in the future.
Excellent. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time.